This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is Matt. Random Order Show, episode 133. It's your boy, man, Jermaine Richards, in the place to be, man. He made the train in the building. Trevon Richards, talk to him.
Hey, you hear the sound like a siren, fool.
Amen, man. We got Shelly Sebastian in the flesh.
Oh, yes, doing, brother? I'm good, man. Another great t-shirt today.
Amen, man. You got the tees online.
Yeah, I'm coming for that.
Shout out to NL.
All day, man. Listen, man, it's been a very wholesome episode, and we're excited for you guys to join us talking about the latest and greatest and the most important in today's day and age, a vacuum cereal. The history of milk, the John Morant situations, bear survival skills, learning Spanish by getting struck by lightning, and Sheldon snowblower situation, man. Listen, thumbs up, subscribe, all the good stuff. Man, hit all the buttons, man. Tell a friend. Being lazy and shit.
Damn, man.
Give me some J. Keys juice in the background. Give me some J. Keys, man.
Damn.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, you had a rhythm, man.
Yeah.
And what?
Locked in, man, like a baby in a house.
Don't forget about it.
Amen.
Yeah,
Come on now. Right back at you, man. Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe evening.
Yeah.
Possibly happy Saturday for the cereal eaters.
Who knows?
What type are you eating? Write it down in the comments.
Yeah, I want to know.
Y'all doing grown-up cereal these days, man?
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, I do the Cheerios for the most part.
Mucinex and shit.
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
Mucinex?
I was in the grocery store and I seen Honey Nut. Not Honey Nut. That's crazy. What's the leprechaun joint?
Frosted Flakes. Lucky Charms.
But they had honey. It had a honey in it.
A little collabo.
So like instead of the graham crackers, it was like a Honey Nut Cheerio.
Like a honeycomb.
That's nice. And I'm like, that with the marshmallows, I copped it and it's pretty good.
That's next level cereal.
Yeah,
man.
Hold on,
I'm kind of connecting something. You remember the chocolate vampire?
Yeah.
Dracula
cereal?
Chocula. Dog, as a kid, I held that box and said, these motherfuckers.
It got me, the damn chocolate vampire.
Yeah.
Is that just a chocolate version of Lucky Charms? It's just like graham cracker and...
Yeah, it's the same
But it's like chocolate
shit.
Graham.
Yeah, chocolate graham.
It's chocolate milk.
And then the mellow.
Yeah.
Chocula.
Y'all had that shit? Y'all liked it?
Oh, man, I ate that shit up,
I never did a chocolate cereal.
I'm a mellow, man. I got a soft spot for marshmallows.
Me too.
I just made the other day, man, a heaping amount of fucking Rice Krispie Squares at home.
Really?
Yeah, I was good.
Really?
And it
got to be hot, though.
I ate it hot. Yeah, it's sticky. You can't even do nothing with it.
Last one is good. I don't like a... You know, it's a regular Rice Krispie bar.
You got to make it creamy, man. They don't be doing that Rice Krispie. But you do it at home, man. You get the extra marshmallow drizzle at the end.
Oh, it's just marshmallow that makes it creamy? Like melted marshmallow?
Marshmallow butter? Marshmallow butter. Oh, shit. margarine. I don't know if margarine works.
I do it.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Yeah. You got to do the butter sometimes, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to give in to the cow, man.
General Mills.
GM?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Count Chocolate. Is it still out there?
It came back.
I think it is.
Yeah. But every time I talk about it around Symphony, she's like, nigga, what are you talking about?
Come on, man. Chocolate exists. What the
hell? You seen the vampire on
there? She was eating, was it mini wheats? The damn pieces of wood?
Yeah.
She was eating that?
Disgusting.
Do you remember, the same, what's it just called? The same ones when they're frosting, they're small and they're like, it was wheats like that. It was little one side was frosted. They're like small
mini wheats. Yeah,
mini wheats.
Yeah, you know mini wheats, mom.
Yeah, they're mini wheats.
I thought it was something like
frosted mini wheats.
They got different sizes of mini wheats. The medium wheats.
They nasty.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a little bit more. Yeah, no, I love this shit. This blue box. No.
What
you like?
This shit was fire. Yeah, because it was like this shit was like. It would pack the...
I don't even know what material that is.
Ew, yeah.
And I don't say food. That's material.
Like, it's like wheat. It's like hay.
Bro, but it would pack the milk just got absorbed in them. So when you got the crispy ones, Not this blueberry. I just did the OG shit. I don't know, that's even worse. No, man. The one with the frosted tips, man. These ones are crazy, bro. And it's very high fiber. I'm going to start crunching before the gym now. Bro, these would soak up the water. Water. I had a real child. That would soak up the milk so well, man. But nah, I fucked with these stuff.
You got to let that soak overnight.
Decent.
Bro, it's the sharpest cereal I know.
I do like warm milk with the frosted flakes. And like, I'll let it get soggy type shit. I do like that.
I respect that. Extra frost or just typical frost levels?
I gotta have a frost. I'm gonna put sugar if there's no frost. What was that?
The coffee got too close.
It sounded like a vinyl scratch.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you achieved that.
Yeah, I don't know. I looked at y'all instantly.
Damn, man. Remember, my dad put us on as kids and shit. You know, kids eat anything and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
It's oats, milk, and sugar. And just cold. It was like a drink.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Really? Yeah.
Cold drink.
Yeah.
It was some fucking barbarian shit, but.
Yeah. 2% milk, I think, is like, we shouldn't really drink that shit.
Oh, no.
What's
we
the 2% don't. For? What's the percentage?
I'm not sure.
What's the 98%?
Is that how thick the milk is, maybe?
Yeah, but what's that percent? What's that measure?
We did that just how much they squeezed out.
Well, 2%.
2%, that's all you're missing for us.
The amount of fat in the milk by weight.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, so fat and water and shit?
Whole milk is about 3.5% fat, and it's the closest way it comes out of the cow.
What's the homo milk situation about?
I see that.
I ain't never heard of that.
Homo milk?
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that.
Homo milk. That's not even is that nickname. Only in Canada?
What is homo milk?
Hilarious.
Breaks up the butter fat in the milk. So homo milk. What's so calm? So it breaks up the butter fat so that the milk doesn't separate into cream.
Huh?
And milk. Whole milk has all the butter fat it has when it came out of the cow. So I guess homo milk, they just don't separate. So the milk doesn't separate into cream, so fat and milk.
I don't know nothing about milk, man.
That's not normal.
What you saying now, brother?
So homo milk breaks up the butter fat so that the milk doesn't separate into like cream and milk. Gotcha. While whole milk has all the butter fat in it, like that came out the cow originally.
Okay. And niggas is drinking this worldwide.
I feel like milk back in the day was just a little different, you know?
The good shit.
Yeah, like we're still getting the last of the milk, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you right.
They're like, this is the best we can produce that.
Right.
Exactly. I knew when to switch.
You're right.
And then
the demand for milk went up. They're like, all right, how do we step this up? And that's when we went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Once they start just like super, just processing shit on a large scale, you know they cutting corners.
Yeah.
So we get fake cows. We get girl cows in the lab, right?
It's just one cat.
Just cow titties. Straight cow titties only, nigga. The cow doesn't even grow around. It's just straight tits.
Just straight
milking
racks,
down.
Man, just fucking. It's not even farmers anymore, man. It's fucking machines.
Robots. Can you drink milk like straight from a cow?
Probably. You probably die. Die.
You definitely can. Shit. You definitely can, but you'll probably get sick still.
Okay.
So there's like, germs and bacteria in there. Yeah, you gotta boil that shit down.
So they like filter it and process it.
Yeah.
Okay, bad.
So the fucking highest.
Y'all
degree.
Still drink cow's milk though?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't had a gulp of that shit in a minute.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm not gonna front like it's not dairy running through my veins.
Oh, for sure.
But like that has fear factor stuff.
You'll probably die still. Confirmed. Yeah, they said raw milk is bare chemicals. Like, what are you doing? Bare bacteria. Sorry, they're saying this is one of the most. They're saying, in fact, it's the riskiest thing, bro. But go ahead if you need to.
Shit.
But if I'm like stranded and I see a cow, I'm gonna be like, hey, milk is milk, bro.
Milk, nigga. That makes all the sense.
Fucking 2 hours later,
milk.
Fucking milk.
Yeah, that means it had to be at one point in time, a nigga, somebody got the idea to start milking cows.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, somebody went straight for the, you know what I mean? Just straight for like straight milk of the cow.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we gotta figure something out with this shit. Then it started boiling, and then here we are now.
What made the nigga want to like touch the cow titties?
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm back in the day and I'm trying to get we're trying to be resourceful, I'm gonna be that nigga.
But how do you? I'm saying, how do you know that there's milk in there?
You can see them cows.
I'm just gonna see them things hanging.
See the babies.
Oh, you know what nipples are. The babies drink from that. Yeah, you're right.
And humans drink from. humans drink from nipples too. You know, so
I forget that like human like ladies got that feature.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, you just got
no,
bro. It just unlocks. It just unlocks.
Feature, yeah,
it's yeah. No, the body's amazing, man.
The body's amazing stuff.
It's like you get the update.
Mm-hmm. Get the update.
You got the firmware.
They're not making milk until they have a baby.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm asking all the questions that everyone's asking. You know,
yeah.
Because I once drank from like you know I was breastfed.
Oh, I thought
straight
you
from the source.
Yeah, that's my from a cow.
You know
Sheldon.
Some
come on.
You know some people will like drink their wife's breast milk or like a girl's breast like
who's the some people? Who's this?
Some people do that shit.
That's how they do it.
You gotta tell me your name.
I have right now in my life I have not one person that I know.
I'm blanking on
yeah,
blank,
but that's what my mind
you know some of them.
You
know,
like,
some.
I thought you were about to say I've drunk in a friend's breast milk before I thought
no.
you were about to say
what?
Sheldon, oh,
we need to turn this camera off and catch up.
We didn't turn
hey,
7
a.m. gym, man. Hey, I'm trying to recover, brother.
Nah, man. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I was saying I was breastfed as a kid.
Yeah, I used to get it from the source.
I got it from the source.
Straight from the source, man.
As a grown man now, I have questions of like, okay.
Stop.
Is there bacteria in
there?
Wait
a second. Because that's why some grown men will still try breast milk today because they've drank it at one point.
I don't deny that.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I don't deny that.
No, guys
at all.
Are trying it?
But I just don't know anyone
some guys,
personally.
Some guys I know have tried it. I'm going to ask my bro. Let me text my bro. Hey, brother, man. You live on the Rat the Border show. Let me ask you a quick question. Just be honest. Have you ever tried Tasha's breast milk?
Hell yeah.
Wait, why? Why did you? What why made you try it? Why did you do that? Just curiosity.
Curiosity, you know, man. I'm right beside it sometimes.
No, bro. Man, I appreciate you. Man.
Appreciate the honesty, bro. Bro, it took no bargaining whatsoever.
Yes. Cuz say you look at his daughter sometimes like, hey man.
Yo, the thing is like I personally I just never like that was never I never thought about it.
Yeah.
I never asked myself that question, mm-hmm. which is like again, it's I've been thinking about it. I'm like, all right, hold on, I got some questions now. I can see wanting to try it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I would see people want to try. I don't know.
I would judge you if you're like down in a cup of day type shit. But I could see you wanting to try it, like wondering why does my child love this so much? I could see.
You don't know any better. You ain't tried
it, man.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Wait till you try juice. I'll never crave milk that bad.
Nigga, 5 a lot. Wait till you try that.
You the Sprite and the Petolia, son. Dude,
it's crazy.
Man, I'd hate to get hooked off that shit. I just gotta like ask her.
You know, the next time you feed it,
you make the baby. You say, oh, I think he's hungry. You flip the baby. Oh, he's hungry. Let me test the tap.
You ready?
No, we
can't put that on TikTok for sure.
No,
science. It's biology.
It's biology, science.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anatomy.
That's true.
Yeah, it's questions.
Man, that's fun.
And at the biology. End of the day, I went through it. So now looking back, I'm like, okay, what was happening there?
Yeah.
What was I drinking?
Milk.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no bacteria in that?
Nah.
So cows are dirty or not?
But a cow can drink from its cow's milk. Like,
are they just all dirty type shit?
You know what I'm saying? It's like
but
their
what
family.
Is it?
It's like
but
a
why though?
I can't just go, a wolf gonna drink. You know what I'm saying? A puppy gonna drink his mama them milk.
So maybe as the child, you have certain chromosomes and DNA that allow
that
you to process it.
You're right.
That sounds,
But I mean, that's what y'all here for, man. If y'all know better, let me know down below.
Oh, jump in the comments. This is real life thoughts, man. I walk with these thoughts every day.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what's this nigga thinking about? So serious.
You gotta ask yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Did that ever taste good?
Yeah, I don't know. Because some of them, they got the machine now where they take it out and then they boil
it.
Boil it. I think you just add that stuff.
No, they pump it for later, right? Yeah, they boil the bottle, right?
It's a pre-pump. They pump now and then put it in the fridge and shit. So I gotta take my shit out every time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think they boil it.
You talking about
they don't warm it up.
Milk the pot?
Bro, I thought it was a tube, nigga. I'm saying they pump it and then they just pour it out and boil it. I don't know how they warm it up. Bro, I'm not a mother, bro.
Bro, I would, if that was my own milk, I'd throw up. Boiling my shit on nigga. It's not touching no utensils. Straight into the baby's neck, bro.
I know they like when it's in a bottle, they put it in like a
hot water. Imagine just next to the food and shit. Touching the potatoes and shit.
Oh my god.
You cook the mashed potatoes on the cream and the milk.
Okay, this recipe calls for cream. Oh.
I'm still eating it, bro.
Just the baby. Sorry.
Yo, holy fuck.
Yeah,
let's wrap that up.
I figured it out.
Nah, real rap, man.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm kind of excited for new slang and shit, though, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm kind of ready to just be lost now.
Keep me.
We got to keep up. And, I'm enjoying the new words and shit. Nah. Mm. I know goblin mode wasn't, our doing. Goblin mode?
What is that?
You know, them young kids be like,
damn, bro, you going goblin mode.
It's like beast mode, but it's just their version.
No.
Damn, goblin mode.
Damn, goblin mode. Goblin mode.
I've never heard that.
If something's going crazy, I think the lawnmower, I might be making that up. The lawnmower was going goblin mode. From that one episode.
It was going crazy.
Yeah, it was going crazy. Yeah.
Where's your sort? Who's your guy?
Yeah.
I'm just catching it on TikTok and shit. Look at shit. Little tweets and shit. Right, it doesn't really hit your algorithm like that. Mm. You have crossovers and shit.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Goblin mode? That's nasty work. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Sometimes you hear certain slang words and you're like, that's clever. I like that. Yeah. It rolls off. You know what I'm saying? That don't even roll off the tongue, really.
Goblin's pretty sick.
Goblin mode?
Goblin mode is kind of crazy.
Goblin is cool, but when you add the mode, I feel like it just makes
but
it
like,
weird.
You know, he's just on this mode.
I'll be like, he going gobby or something. All right.
That's all. You put an old-timer twist here.
Watch this, son. Got
me. Damn, you in GB.
I'm gonna let my son know, like, if he's going to school, if he's coming home, mm-hmm. and he's just like, damn, dad, you going goblin mode. I'm like, what? Break that down for me, right? Hear it out. You know what I mean? Say, basically, if we going crazy, we call that goblin mode. Right. Tomorrow, go back, drop niggas, you going gobby. Gone. You out of the
elevator, yeah.
Let me ask you, was y'all niggas ever like, this might be before our time, actually. Was y'all niggas ever like for shizzle niggas?
No.
Yeah. No,
that's
neither.
A Snoop Dogg thing. That's his word.
His word. That's
yeah.
That's actually really true. Like, he's the only one that really uses it still.
Shizzle my nizzle. Yeah. That's Snoop Dogg's thing.
Yeah,
I left that alone.
Yeah, I was never, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't my drip.
Word.
That's my gang, though.
Yeah, G-Unit.
I feel like, what's a slang word that, like, you heard and you're like, I never want to use that, but then it just creep in?
The ones that crept, man. Yeah. Those were,
I'm gonna be real, gang creeped in.
Cap creeped in. Because cap was like just that. People started using it in a tasteful way where I'm like, oh man, that's great. Like,
yeah,
that's good. You know?
Right. Like, no cap, I never really cared for it. Like, when I heard,
I never said no cap.
Yeah, I say it for myself.
Yeah, I never heard no cap.
But one thing I will say is, people don't know when we're joking on here. It's like, you guys gotta know when you turn it on. Because sometimes I'll say no cap.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing in. I'm not myself. Yeah,
right.
Making fun.
Right. I've texted no cap. I have texted.
You say no kids, I'm sure.
I say no kids. I've texted no cap.
But you know I'm being stupid. Like, if I'm telling you something for real, I'd be like, yo, honestly, bro.
Yeah.
I lost your fucking cat.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know where that is.
No cap. I lost your cat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel like you playing.
So I'm always going to be like, I know what I'm doing in that moment. But
all right.
Yeah, no cap was definitely one of those.
That was one of them. Okay,
yeah, for sure.
Gang was mine. I was like, gang. When I heard gang, I was like, I'm not saying that shit. Gangy.
No.
I don't hold it. I'm doing that.
They kept it, man. I never.
I'm so glad it didn't land. Lit.
Yeah,
I don't use lit.
Still.
When they said, every day we lit.
No. They kept saying it.
Was that PNB, RIP?
And Turn Up? Turn Up was like, I've never, Turn Up. Hey, Turn Up.
Turn Up. From the Turn Up. Hey,
I said that was a joke.
Yeah, never seriously.
Yeah. But you see, then the joke world just becomes like, I can use all that slang, but it's like, but you know real people like that. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I'm joke with lit, though. Litty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lit. Now,
my older brother was saying that shit, man. It was breaking my heart every time. So he was going to be litty.
Should be fun.
Should be an event.
Trying to look up to you, brother.
IV.
Who's responsible for Riz? Popularized by social media personality Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
Who has been, used the term since at least 2021. Man, I like that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely got it from them.
Yeah,
it was
for
just
sure.
It was just a funny word. But then, like, when you're really breaking down what Riz is, it's like, it's just so fun. It's a great world that I'm grateful to be in.
Yeah.
So,
you know where it comes from? The root
of Riz?
It's a root word, yeah.
I can just hearing them using, just to be able to, like, talk to girls and shit and just
charisma.
Be yourself.
Charisma.
Riz is really yourself.
Charisma.
Oh.
Fucking Riz.
Oh, yeah. Riz. Oh.
Charisma. I didn't know that.
Honestly, I heard someone else say that, and it made so much sense. I don't know if you got to talk to the founders.
Right.
But it's definitely, it lands on charisma.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. How you get down to interact. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Agent used to be streaming. All of them would stream, and then Duke would, if they have girls over, and then Duke would come in and he would just Riz up the girls. So that's how they started talking about it. Yeah, that's how they started doing it. That's what I think.
That's my knowledge. That's amazing, man. Because that's just genuine.
Yeah.
It just comes out. If that's where it's from, I love that.
Yeah.
Do we got words?
We got words, man.
We got some.
We got words.
They gotta come back up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like y'all have words, but I can't.
Full sync. You're building your world and shit. Your brand and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. The language and Full Sync did that shit crazy. Mm-hmm. The Nut Boys.
Yeah.
They fucking definitely made up a few words, or have you fucking laughing at it?
Oh my
shit.
God. That's hilarious.
Beauty and shit. Beauty is funny as fuck.
They need to make a dictionary. Every world needs a dictionary to say.
Yeah, we need to start a dictionary.
We should start one.
You got some words floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple crazy words. And they're not going to come to me.
I'm blanking on all of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I just know, even like before I started hanging with y'all, I just realized the transition of like when I started hanging with y'all and how I started talking and like I'm like, hey, I got rizzed up still.
You locked in.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend knows you're talking different and shit.
Yep. Sure.
So what, she calls me out every fucking time.
Really?
Bro. Yeah. Just grow with it.
I love that.
Yeah.
You got to be in a different world, man, because I can have a total different. It's just like any language. I can have a totally different conversation from people where I'm like, okay, I know exactly how to say this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's only he's gonna understand.
Yeah,
gotta have that.
Real talk, you just lay lower level. Just hey man, talk to me. We literally be in public.
Baby, mingle strange, man. Look at me. Said we get up on out, we smile out, motherfucker.
He's like, yo,
yeah, we all. Bro, sometimes you gotta ask a question without asking a question.
Yeah.
If you're a nigga standing right here in front of us,
man, we didn't even see him. Fuck this nigga here. Yeah, good to see you again, man.
This bitch, bro. Bro, we've had people stand in the middle of us like, hey, what are we saying? Like, we're really, you know what I mean? Transferring big messages and shit. And they're like, what?
Mm-hmm. And they just go on their phone and I'm like, yeah, we. Dive in, give me a little more time. I like that. Whatever.
Man. Hey, shout out to Ja Morant, man.
What's the story here, man? What's the story with this young man?
Story is, man, he young and getting money.
Young and getting money.
You know what I'm saying? So he not making the best decisions all the time, as all of us aren't making.
He getting
the
down
best,
and going up. You saying?
Down, yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. He was on IG Live for whatever reason. He felt like I got a gun on me. I'm gonna show y'all.
Mm. You always got to hold like a sneaky sock.
Yeah.
You know, or you hold the blip like a sneaky sock.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that just went crazy. Yeah, you know?
Damn. So he didn't grow up with that type of background? Like he's not?
No.
He's not really about that shit?
No, not from my knowledge. No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know him. So I'm not. Y'all seem to fucking know him.
Yeah.
Like, y'all seem to know everything about him, so
who's
that's what
they be doing that shit.
Like the people online, they be saying that he didn't grow up here, and his you know, his parents are in his life, so there's no way he could be a hood guy. Like people,
hey, man, sometimes it just takes hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, that's it. It's your whatever your world is.
So I went to go hang out with my friends. I think I'm a blood now.
Dead eye.
You mind? I think I'm in a gang. Yes. You mind? Started beating me up and shit.
Yeah, they trying to fry him now. But.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a young man living life.
For real.
He's a great ball player, man. I'll tell you that much.
But, he's shooting for real.
But, I admit, though, like, there's a lesson to be learned, for sure. And I think he'll learn the lesson, and I think you just keep it moving after that. Like, I don't think it's, like, needs to be this big thing, personally.
Yeah, you weren't about this. You weren't about him apologizing publicly and shit.
No, I was, and he did. He made a statement. He released a statement. I just didn't feel like he needed to do another interview.
Oh, okay, that's what you're talking about.
And say it, like, you know, to people and shit. I feel like he made a statement. They suspended him 8 games without payment. It's like, you know, it's like, yo, if you go to the bin, then when you got the bin, you got to start doing an apology tour. Like, no, nigga, that was my shit. Like, that was why I did that. That was the,
I got,
you know,
slapped on the wrist.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my shit. So I just feel like now it's getting a little bit OD, but.
Making him apologize to fans or
making, you know what I mean? Like,
Man, fuck y'all niggas, man.
Yeah.
I miss a shot. Y'all saying fuck me. What am I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, am I pressing y'all? Like, what's up?
Go to counseling. But I get it, man.
It's a business. It's a look. They have to. That's like a fucking Publix employee saying, hey, man, enjoy your day.
Did that bother you? Did that offend you? Seeing him with the Yami?
But niggas know what it is, man. We always going to understand what that is. You know what I'm saying? It's the NBA saying, like, oh my God. I get it. A lot of kids are watching too.
That part I get.
So it's like,
kids
are looking at him. And having his jersey on their wall right now saying John Morant's my guy and they're seeing him flash a blick, now they want to do that.
But, bro, people have guns.
That's the thing. That's the
fucking
thing.
They're dads, nigga.
Yeah.
Like John Wick. John Wick, nigga, they're watching that shit too.
Yeah.
Nah, I get it. But people are going to make mistakes. It's just like, I think it's just a level of like, okay, you just should have showed it. Like, and if that's what
Definitely,
you're doing,
yeah.
it's also like, the thing is, man, I want you to be the best basketball player ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, not ever, but, like, every basketball player, like, I want them to do great.
Yeah.
So, it's like, yo, you're in the NBA, you're making that much money, bro. Fuck everything else. Take care of your family. Take care of everything you want. But fuck all that extra shit.
That's it, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I'm grinding. If I'm in the NBA, I'm grinding. I'm not even thinking about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Get some food, have a good circle. Yo, boys, what are you doing today? Work out? I'm not bro, I'm not doing that, man. Like,
I hear that. Nah, so, for sure. Yeah. It's just really unnecessary. Like,
yeah,
it's just really, even in the context, like, you're in the strip club. Why you got a gun in the strip club?
I mean, for who now?
Like, there's women and shit around, man. Let's focus on that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, besides that, personal reasons, like, in states, some states, they say, oh, you can have it. Like, so it's whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's however you're getting down. You know what I mean? But
you said that gun was actually not mine.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's your answer? Like, so what do you say to like the fact that they're saying he might have some alcohol issues?
And now you're getting deeper. You asked me what I think about seeing a man with a gun. I'll tell you, mm-hmm. but his personal issues, I can't speak on. If he needs help,
I just feel like that connects, like, right?
For
like,
sure.
Okay, you know, maybe you go deal with that and then you don't see flashing gun decisions, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like if that's the case, like, where's the empathy and the sympathy for him having an issue, you know, a substance abuse issue, possibly. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, nah, they're just frying him up. Like, you make all this money, you shouldn't, there's no way you should. Niggas still gotta live a real life. Niggas still gotta have
a lot of money. They'd be alcoholics saying that shit, man. You piece of shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's none of that going on. If it was a white person, not to go there, but I feel like there would be some of that. He has an issue, he has this and that, but nah, it's Ja Morant. So it's like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's just hot.
I mean, you see the whole niggas was mad at Iverson and shit.
Yeah.
But that's some other shit.
Yeah. You know what it is, man.
I just feel like that sorry wasn't for. He's basically apologizing to you. Did you imagine niggas just watching? Okay, it's all good.
Yeah.
Just watching the video. Like, I'm sorry to everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel better now.
I'm great. Yeah, personally, like, he knows what he did already, man. Like, move on from that. But apologies and all that's gonna come. But this is just a little wake up call, man. Yeah. You put things out in the world, it's gonna give you a message back. It's your response now, player.
Where?
Hey, we ain't me.
What? Hey, we.
Hey, we.
You want to say John Wick?
Yeah, man, that man gonna be all right.
JM.
Yeah.
Stay locked in, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, huh?
Stay locked in, man. That's what life's about, man. Whatever you do, and lock in.
Yeah. I was on TikTok the other day, and I came across a video. I wish I saved it. It was a nigga making a mirror, and it never dawned to me, like, what the fuck is a mirror, bro?
How do you make a mirror?
Exactly.
Glass?
Yo, it was like,
but it's reflective.
It was like some liquid heated up, like
mercury?
It was something. I'm sure we could do some Googling real quick. But yeah, it was some type of liquid that he heated up. He poured it on the flat surface, smoothed it out. Then you had to let it dry. And then that's what made it a mirror. And I'm like, bro, it blew my mind. I'm like, I just think reflective surface is a mirror.
All right, let's check this out. How make mirror?
Nice.
In modern mirrors, metals like silver or aluminum, are often used due to their high reflectivity.
Nice.
Applies a thin coating on the glass.
Now, how do you make aluminum? How do you make something reflective?
It is reflective.
Yeah.
You just melt it. Spread it evenly.
No, I'm saying, how do you make something reflect? How can you make reflection?
Huh?
What you talking? Aluminum has a reflection coat.
You don't
to
make
it,
aluminum. Aluminum is what it is. You go get aluminum.
No, I know. You don't try to say on, if there's no more aluminum in this world, they say, we gotta make something reflect.
Titanium. So what is titanium?
Yeah.
I'm sure they could probably make aluminum. It's probably just some type of periodic table. It's probably
it bang some atoms together and shit. Like,
you just slowly see yourself like this. Like, how's it work? You know what I'm saying? Like, you make aluminum. I was like, okay, we got it.
Shout out to people making everything, man. You see a random little piece of thing. Somebody made this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga made this.
Everything.
Somebody made this cord.
Yeah.
Could be me.
That's where I'm going, man.
A couple weeks ago, there was a snowstorm. So I was out there with my little snowblower. I got a little snowblower. So it's a joint you gotta plug in.
Damn, that's what's up, man. Congrats.
You're plugging it in?
Yeah, it's not the best snowblower, but
it's going to blow it.
It'll work. It helped lessen the load, and I'm thankful for that, right?
Yeah. Never. Watch your words, brother.
So I'm out there late night. It's probably like 11. You feel me? I'm out there like, I didn't crush this with the snowblower. I'm doing it. I hit the snow and I pull back. So remember, there's a cord.
Oh, no.
I run over the cord into the snowblower. It gets trapped in there. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? I'll try to
stop. It just stopped?
It just stopped. It just stopped. It got wedged in there. It got wedged in the snowblower. Because, you know, the snowblower is like the rotating blades or whatever.
Dude, that shit, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck. I'm trying to, like, get this shit out. I was probably spent the next hour and a half real outside in the cold trying to get this fucking extension cord out the snowblower. Couldn't
Did
get
you
it.
You plug it out the wall first?
Of course.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I plugged out the
no sparks.
Yeah, no sparks. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just... running. I'm letting go and dropping into the snow.
Yeah, nah, like as soon as it started to like, I let go of the throttle because I'm like, I understood what was going on. I'm like, how could I be so stupid? So I tried to get it out, couldn't get it out, right? So I had to end up cutting the cord, right? Uh-huh. Big extension cord. I ended up cutting it in half, whatever. So I cut it in half. I post about it on Instagram, just, you know, why not? It's content, right? Post about it. Nigga gonna DM me, say, hey man, you could splice that back together. Not me.
Crazy as hell. Do that shit. He's crazy, like, as hell.
He really, and it, God bless his heart if he sees this. His nigga typed the whole process to me, like what to do. You gonna do this, is this wire and this wire. You
put, I respect
this,
that shit, like, man. I respect that. Now, yeah. And if you're resourceful like that, man, you're saving money.
I'm
saving
not lives. Doing that. I'll go to the Canadian Tire and get another eccentric cord. I'm not doing that.
I'll drain around that shit to that. Garbage.
Straight in there. Yeah.
I don't trust myself with that type of noise.
Hell no.
Especially you're operating heavy machinery
then
like that.
Then I plug it in and this shit blow up. And I'm upset more, bro.
I'm getting grounded, dude. You're there fried like, oh, fuck. Okay. Next time.
Ah, fuck. Right when you turn it on, nigga says, that's all
hey, ground that bit. Hey, ground that bit first.
Yeah, I just had a nightmare. I forgot to tell you. You were in it, too. Oh. Yeah, man.
That shit happens, nigga. Give a vacuum a song.
I don't know.
No, wait, what?
You ever vacuum a sock and just
choking?
Nah.
Oh man, yeah, don't
what?
Do that.
So then what do you do? Can you pull the sock out?
You gotta fucking turn your vacuum off quick.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Oh no, I have been there. I'm tweaking.
Flipping
on
his belly.
I have been there. Yeah.
You might break a belt.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we broke dad's belt.
No, you broke a belt. You smell that stinky shit.
Oh shit,
stinky fucking rubber
and leather. Yeah, rubber and leather.
Hot leather.
Yeah, I remember my dad bought a vacuum from Cash and Converters in Brampton.
Ooh, classic spot shop. Yeah. Shout out to Busters too.
Yeah, oh, man. Busters too.
Yeah, they'll treat you like a Buster too. Like, hey, I'll take that off you for 10 cents.
Yeah. I'm a cinematic bass. That's my new thing I'm trying. So I remember one time we had this vacuum Dad like brought it back, but at the time I'm just a kid and I'm just like, Cash and Converters, I go out and look at shit for a cheaper price. I knew I'm like, okay, maybe I can get away with this, you know what I mean? But it's just funny because, like, obviously this fucking shit is gonna break.
It's going to happen.
Don't get mad at me, bro. Fuck, man, fuck.
That was smoking, man.
I'd call that nigga like, yo, smoke, what I do, right?
Yeah, it was like one of the vacuums with like the thing that turns, right?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Trust me, shout out to Dyson, man. Innovation.
It was Dyson or was it the Dirt Devil?
No, oh, it was the Dirt Devil.
Dirt Devil, right?
Yeah.
Now we had some bullshit at the time.
I had that same one, Dirt Devil, the red joint.
Yeah, man. Whatever era we're in, we had the vacuum from the previous era.
Yeah.
You know the built-in bags?
Yeah.
Everything was like hot.
Vacuum, you can't touch it.
Like, you literally, my dad literally said, let the vacuum cool down.
Just put it on the balcony, nigga. If you look at the science of how vacuums work and shit, what Dyson did for this industry. They'll show you the difference in like what a fucking regular vacuum does, or just fuck is flicking dirt all over the place and dust all up in your crib and shit.
Oh, really?
It just blows it out the exhaust. Wrap up the vacuum, sit down, all the dust is just settling back. This place is so fucking dusty.
Wow.
Whereas Dyson, yeah, they got this shit locked and sealed and shit. So shout out to that, man. Hey, man. I'd love a Dyson sponsorship.
My homeboy Corey, he cop like a Dyson alternative. He called it the Tyson.
You gotta go alternative.
Hey, I'm going alternative too. I'm not.
That's what my little thing is. Yeah. You seen the little booth there? Yeah.
You got a Samsung vacuum? Huh? Samsung vacuum?
Man, that won't do. Well.
You got a Snapdragon 2.0.
I should have gotten the Dyson the way I got this one.
Yeah, man.
Shit, RS.
I'm not gonna lie though, from the moment I turned it on, like, you get the job done, but I know the difference. Like, Dyson, I'm seeing the vacuum marks. Like, the Dyson's
get the fucking dust
in the bag, bro.
Dyson,
you know what I mean?
Fucking gang
initiation. If you really zoom into that shit,
yeah,
them niggas have to be saying something. They had to have certain energy because my vacuum just picking up. All right, all right, fine.
Fucking throwing the dust around. It sucks them up and throws them over and shit.
Pick it up. It do its job. It's clean.
Okay.
Shout out to vacuum. I used to love like just the lines of a vacuum.
Bro,
floor.
I like vacuum.
Lined it clean, man.
I love a good fucking vacuum, man.
Then I told my dad it was spit, man. I'm like, give me a better vacuum. How this bitch spotless?
Come He's on, the one you guys that are vacuuming. Bro, I get fucking sick every time I touch it.
Yeah, exactly like this one. Oh, but nothing worse when you vacuum a fucking, like, and that's the thing why vacuuming back in the day was so scary, because if you ran over something, dog, it's very, very rare getting it back. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost good as gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not looking into a vacuuming bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell no. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas, like, now it's like, I vacuumed some shit out the other day on accident. I'm just like, man,
just dissect it and shit.
Yeah.
It's so good.
With another loop. Yeah. Vacuum my roach accent, but yeah.
Honestly, I'm a sweeper man still.
Oh no, yeah, no.
I'm a sweeper man.
I'll vacuum hardwood floor.
Really?
I don't want to be playing with the dust and shit. Slide. Yeah. Let me put it over here and I'll get it later. No, you walk by too fast, nigga.
Yeah,
shit.
I feel you. But we got a nice little like stand up dustpan.
Okay.
So it's like, exactly. So I feel like I'm working with somebody because I just put it up. I don't even have to hold it. I just, you know.
But imagine I just have that little snake come around the corner.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I'm going to get me a little Tyson for sure.
Yeah. Yo, try to go for like a bill.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a little 100.
One of them.
Yeah.
Man, I want a vacuum backpack, man.
Ooh. Ghostbuster type shit.
Yeah. You better be on a cruise, man. Cambodians come out and that motherfucker all the
yeah. Hey, Planet Fitness, they come right there.
I never know why the vacuum's smiling. Yeah. It's always a smiling vacuum. Like, you're supposed to raise their spirits at work.
Yeah, yeah. Only if you like feel it on your back. If you feel like the dirt hitting
Dog, there's a couple of things I want. Speaking of a backpack, I need a jetpack, man.
Oh man, they come. Yo, jetpack technology is advancing.
Yeah, you seen the nigga?
Advancing. Yeah,
the nigga in the wherever he
the
was.
Army and shit.
The Iron Man shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, with the arms?
No, he just had like a, you talking about the same video, he had the backpack and then
the water or the real life one?
I mean, the real life.
He was flying over grass and shit. Yeah, I saw that.
I feel like I could do it. I already feel like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just gotta be fucking straight.
Yeah.
What is all core type shit?
All core, legs straight, body straight.
Have y'all done the water shit before?
No.
Because my fear is like getting blasted up, blasted down, and just fucking launched underwater.
And you can't fight. You're like trying to get the backpack.
You're just going upside down.
Your goggles are down.
Not me.
Fucking tank keeps going, bro.
That's not my style.
I'm gonna try it one day though. And you can break a leg.
I would do it, man. Have y'all been wakeboarding before?
Yes.
Yeah. So fun. So
surprisingly,
fun.
Fucking did all right with that shit.
Yeah, me too, man. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not a water guy. Don't know how to swim yet.
Oh man. But especially a lake guy. We're in a lake.
But it's fun, man. I would like to do it again soon.
Yeah, we're in the lake, man, and then, oh, God, I got, my system got infiltrated, man, by a virus of some sort.
Dirty lake water.
Dirty lake water, man.
They need, like, a mouth filter.
Bro, yes. You just put in your neck. Any water I drink, bro, you're going to drink water. Yeah. For some reason, you drink.
Yeah.
I could throw up right now, nigga. Yeah. He was on that lake and they're telling us all types of stories about, our friend years ago came here and stayed here for summer and got like a skin eating disease.
Oh, fuck.
And then we were like, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck? I haven't been outside before and shit. White folks and shit. And then they're like, okay, no, it was joking. We're joking. I'm like, nah, man.
We know you're not.
And then we didn't want to ruin the weekend, so we still get in the water and shit. But then a couple falls on the wakeboard, I'm just,
gallon
of water, bro.
Yo,
straight. Like it's in my system. I'm like, I can't do that.
And you just knew. Yeah. Dude, I'm looking at the boat like I'm fucking Last of Us. I'm just floating in the water. Look at these niggas. I'm like, how am I gonna tell them?
I drank the water. His eyes start turning green.
We all told each other like, yo, on a few fucking drops, man, we just ate fucking shit, literally, man.
Yeah,
green water.
Nah, that's not okay.
Green and brown.
Dog, it was bad.
You get the Michael Jackson Thriller eyes on a boat.
You all right?
Yes. I'm straight, man. You just look good. I don't know. Something about you, man. Anyways, after that trip, I went to Montreal and fucking yacked everything I ate from 2010 out to 20 fucking.
Yeah, he cleared his back catalog of food, man.
Detox.
It's a fresh start, bro.
Yeah, I literally found a picture the other day of you guys eating at the Indian restaurant in Montreal.
Worst time to be sick ever.
Yeah.
Hey, we still gonna come back to Lightning. I ain't forget.
Oh my, to Lightning. I think we told a story anyways, but we went to this Indian restaurant in Montreal and the guy basically said, yo, like, I got you. And when this nigga said, I got you,
It's like he was saying, I got you, but what he was actually saying was like, I'm gonna ruin you with food. Yeah. Bro, you literally. And then he was like he was like a stern, like, eat. I'm like, nah, yeah, I'm eat. Yeah. I was like, yo, was like kind of intimidated. It's like smashing this shit, bro. While we were paralyzed.
Right.
It was bad.
For 30 minutes. Waleed literally shat at the restaurant. How much food did he eat? He came back and ate more. It was serious, man.
Bro, when your mind gets past shitting at a restaurant, like, I'm going to shit at a restaurant.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I got self-respect. You gotta understand.
That's how far gone you are, because the other side is better than the side you on. You feel me?
Right, so right. Start considering your options and shit.
You like, what options do I have? Fuck it, I'll get a dirty butt right now. Fuck that.
A dirty butt is crazy.
Tron's just ready to yak the whole time. Wally's like geeked up and shit. Punch him in the stomach and shit.
Yeah, that's the type of shit Wally gonna feel.
Yeah, we'll bring it up when if we ever get.
That was the only time I saw Tron get serious with Wally.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, fucking grab his poor man's wrist. Stop.
Yo, because literally he gets a. I told you guys, I'm a professional yakker, bro. Like, I know where to go, even in my darkest times. That time was like, I was afraid to walk outside with these guys because I'm like, yo, I was weak and I had to yak every second.
Right.
But while he punched me in my stomach, I'm like, bro, I'm literally just going to throw up on you. Like,
it's not the time.
After reaction, you know? So I had to get serious with him and grab his wrist and look him in the eye and say, stop.
Stop it now. And he didn't stop. He's being bad. He's being bad.
He's being bad at you, bro. Yeah, because he was drinking this shit too. He was being bad.
Lightning Man. Take this. Y'all never heard this story? It might have been on like one of them daytime talk shows. If it wasn't Montel, it was.
Shout out to Montel.
I like it in Montel's head.
Yeah, you know, that's a Montel episode.
This is our information to share. Nigga see Montel and say, hey, remember anything about lightning? He said,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
Human. We jumped on the show talking about a story about getting fucking struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
This is an English-speaking man. He gets struck by lightning, fluent in Spanish.
Instantly.
I don't know if this is TV tricks.
Bro, there's stories.
Let me tell you stories of people getting struck by lightning and just waking up with extraordinary skills.
You're saying this because of the... Or coming close to death. That's what it is. They come close to death and then they learn something new. Like, I know how to play the violin now.
Real rap, fucking man.
Sick.
I don't believe it.
I think there's data in the lightning. It's just an instant download of just some random.
I'm sure it's a Montel episode. But I'm telling you, they lying to you, man. I watched this documentary about the 90s. It was discovered the 90s, right? And they did an episode specifically about like Jerry Springer and that whole thing. And there are literally niggas that like, other producers, I guess, that like have to like make up the show. Like they have to find people to be on the show and shit. They could have easily called the nigga and be like, this is your storyline, bro. He said, see. Because like, he already been known see? Spanish and shit.
He was like, prove it. See.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I gotta Google it, man, because I've heard stories of coming close to death, and then when you have a near-death experience, when people leave their body and shit, like, they're so, you know what I mean? They see their bodies or whatever, but sometimes when they come back into that bitch, like, something else is, you know what I mean? Something's changed.
The whole documentary. Yeah. Wasn't the whole documentary about it on Netflix and shit?
Someone drowned
in Niagara Falls or something.
And
the girl came back and shit.
Was like, and what did she do when she came back? She just normal?
Can't remember what happened there.
I can't remember. I read a book on
imagine
that
you
too.
Come back. Like, what would you learn? Nothing.
Just
a black screen.
Nothing. They be saying, I died and came back to life. I'm like, so you didn't die, huh?
Oh, for a second, you were technically dying.
You didn't die, nigga. You
right, though. That's why I believe the lightning story. Because you could have left your body for a minute, came back. Because it's really just a shock stop and everything. Your body starts beating again. You're back.
Multiverse
heart reset. And then now he came back and said, listen.
You know what it is? If they gave me that in like a Netflix special or something, but on daytime talk TV, it's like,
facts.
Jerry Springer was a shit show, bro. Like,
fuck, I remember.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Crazy.
You screwed my grandpa.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what's going on? But that's like when you reset your iPhone, it says fucking bonvenu and shit.
And it reset.
See?
Easy.
You know what?
Buzz Lightyear, motherfucker.
Yeah, you convinced me.
Buzz Lightyear. These are all signs, bro.
Science, tech. Nah, tech, it's all there, man.
It's all connected. But how crazy would that be, man? Dude just came back and, yo, I'm just no Spanish somehow, bro. Just know everything.
It's like a cyberpunk team. That's how it is in cyberpunk. And they got somebody in his head type shit.
That would be crazy. Yeah. You just see this nigga up all night just sitting straight. Yeah.
Looking out the window. Downloading something new, nigga. Go to sleep.
Learning German, motherfucker. It's harder.
Takes all night.
Let me ask y'all a question, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all see a bear running at you. Are y'all running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No question?
Yeah.
Starts the video, a bear running straight at
you. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. I'm at least getting up.
You guys are posted.
This nigga's feet are crossed.
Posted up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's not going to do anything like that. See, if you start running,
how do you know that?
They got this saying up here. Y'all ever heard, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. And if it's white, good night.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
I don't know if I believe these nature sayings.
I really enjoyed that. That was amazing.
Would you follow this legend?
I think I might. Feel
like you see a brown bear now that you know this.
Yeah.
You're going to say post
up? She changed my life.
Yeah. It could be a brown bear having a bad day.
But I'm not fighting a black bear, though.
But what are you trying to fight?
If it's black.
But if it's white, good night. What's white?
Polar bears will just eat your ass up.
Oh, like that's what they're saying. These are rules of the bear.
The bear.
Yeah. These are bear rules.
The legend the bear for bears. Bears. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You're not beating a grizzly bear. Like, and I'm not outrunning it. I know that for sure.
Are you trusting if it's brown, lay down?
Yeah, because I've seen friendly brown bears.
You are doing
this? What
about
this? Like the Berenstain bears?
That's propaganda.
They're all capable of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I asked my girl that day, I'm like, yo, Kaz ever, like, just, you know what I'm saying, at you? I feel like he could do it one day.
Yeah, bro. Why didn't you? Know what I'm saying? I would never expect that, too. He would frighten me.
Yeah.
Here I am, frightened.
Dang, I'm scared of this guy.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I had to have that conversation with Brooklyn still.
Mm.
What did he say?
Because, you know, I tell you.
What did he say?
How did he respond?
He responded good, man, because, yo, you know, he never really growls when I give him his food. But this one day, this one week, he was being bad. So I laid his food down,
mm-hmm.
and I was walking by, and he started growling.
Mm.
No way.
And I said, because I didn't tell him to go yet, so he's just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So he growls. I said, no way, brother.
Yeah.
I said, no way, brother.
Use your words.
Yeah, no, he hasn't done it since. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. We had a conversation. I said, are you fucking crazy?
I feel that. Nah.
What did you do?
Fuck, took that shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
I said, yo, move, man. Because
mm-hmm.
if it's a fight, mm-hmm. you're challenging me. If a bear challenges me to a fight, I'm going to lose.
It's a nature challenge.
It's a nature challenge.
And they remember these moments.
They remember these moments. Mm-hmm. All right, I said, you're growling for food. I don't ever have food and growl at him. I just say, yo, move. Go to bed.
Well, you can hear it in your tone. You're growling.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're saying.
If you take a wing off my plate, I'm growling.
Only talk.
Yeah.
You doing the big smash? What's that with the new wing stuff labels?
I did the big crunch.
You did them shits?
Yes.
Which one?
Both of them.
There's three of them, I think.
Sorry, guys. I gave it a try. I won't be doing that again. I need to up my frying skills, man. I haven't learned how to deep fry properly yet.
It's a task done. I feel like it takes a lot of oil.
Yeah. Do you double dip?
If you want to.
I'm going to stop. I think that's what I don't like to do.
I'll tell you what you need to do. When you double dip, you got to have the oil hotter than what it is originally, because if it's sitting in there, it gets soggy. So when you double dip, you usually take it out, so you fry it for like at a certain temperature for like 10 minutes, take it out, let it rest, and then crank the oil up to like 400 and dip it for 2 minutes.
Really?
And that gives it the color.
Because my thing is, like, the batter be so thick, and then like I feel like the chicken inside don't, and I'm cautious of that shit.
Oh,
like,
man.
You know what I mean?
Draining your batter?
I did the last time. Yeah
Hold that.
I put a little grate thing, and I let them sit there for a little bit. But I see a lot of people just dip once. Maybe you season your chicken up, put it in the flour mix, get it coated, and just rot like that.
How big is a chicken? I think it's a chicken.
I did like chicken tenders, and then one time I did like drumsticks, and I just found like, the batter just be so thick, and then like, thankfully the chicken is inside, but this shit is fried hard, because I'm trying to make sure the chicken cook inside, right?
Damn, that's interesting.
So I'm going to stop double. I'm not with the...
Get a thermometer and get your oil right.
Yeah, our thermometer recently broke.
Yeah, I listened to, even if the thermometer told me it's all good, I'm still fucking press that shit down.
Do the water test?
What's that? For the oil?
Yeah. Shit's scary, bro.
No, yeah, I don't do
it's intimidating. Yeah. That crackle? Just a slow
Right
now, I was going to want to put a bird in here.
Do you ever fry, like, air, like, fry in, like, the air fryer and, like, it'd be nice?
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But then I just... Honestly, I'm gonna get a deeper pot, because I hate how the floor be after you fry something, bro. Slippery.
Wear shoes and shit.
Fuck, man.
You know the non-slip joints?
Yeah,
McDonald's shoes.
Back in McDonald's, yeah.
The damn Xbox fucking looking shoes.
360s on your feet, man.
Damn toasters.
Yeah. Shit is annoying, man.
Shit, man. Sheldon, you sent 10 clips.
Camera moments of the week, man. What we got here?
Yeah, let's... Hey, man.
Come here, man. Let's check out one of these ring camera moments of the week.
Word.
Courtesy of Sheldon. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and let this
Oh my god.
Who's knocked up by a dog? Who's got knocked up by a dog?
What? Get him off my porch, girl.
Dang. Bro, whatever I wanted, I forgot.
Who are you?
All right. Catch you next time. I think we talked.
Oh my god. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I would never tell anyone that's how I got knocked out. So a dog opened the door on me.
Bro, I got jumped by 14 individuals.
Yo, I used to hate them screen doors, bad.
And it's snowing, bro. Nah,
damn.
What kind of dog does she have?
Fix his glasses and shit.
Yeah.
Do you have the...
We just needed our sugar back.
God damn.
Yeah, that's
good. Is Ryan home?
Those screen doors...
Yeah.
Or is it, or for the most part, pretty pointless.
Pretty pointless. Like,
just a fucking nuisance.
Yeah, I have a door and a screen door.
Nah, I kind of liked it.
It was nice in the summer when you want to open the door and then just, you know.
Clear animal, get some air in. It was like a little cockpit. Especially just before the winter, you're like...
You're right.
It just sweeps the snow there. I'm like, I have to clean later.
Wow. Amazing. This has been the Random Order Show, episode 133, man. Come on, let's talk about that shit.
Someone talk about it.
Amen. Make sure y'all go and drop us a 5-star stunner rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Let the people know why you rock with us, man. Amen. Michael Jackson style. www.randomorder.org. The latest and greatest content from us. Man, we about to get merched up, itemed out. Getting busy, man. We're cooking. The Random Order Snapchat show. Get on randomorder.org and you see a little fucking button, man. Hey, don't make fun of the site, nigga. We coming. Okay.
Hey, y'all ain't got no site. Right.
Getting it together, man.
Hey,
man.
We got a site.
Bro, don't have websites no more.
Yeah,
I love these little fucking websites. Yeah. Little bonus world. Little Easter egg. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You guys are welcome. Thanks.
Hey, man. Give me something, man. Leave me. You saw inspiration on the keys. J Keys, man. Give me something. Just a... what's the quote of the day?
Damn, man.
Accident, man. That's all I want. Man. That's how we want to go out at 1:30, man.
Man, what... It is what it's going to be. Amen.
Yeah.
What's a ball up for big head?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.